how you doing? It's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. I just got a missed call.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I got a deal in the, I'm fine. I got a deal in the mail. I had a reservation code.
Send in
to put $250,000 in your banking account in 48 hours for a business loan.
Absolutely. Do you have that 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, I got it on this piece of paper you sent.
Okay. What is that?
It's 2411-0301-0011-1967.
1967. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your first name, sir?
Raymond.
Raymond?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Raymond. And what's the name of your business there?
Bailey Service.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Bailey Service. My middle name is Dale, and I've named it Dale's Bailey Service.
Dale's. I'm not catching.
Service.
Baby service?
Dozer
service. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry about that. All right.
Can you not hear me very good or what?
I couldn't. I'm sorry. Yeah, we're having issues with our phone.
I know.
Sorry about that. Okay, so Raymond, tell me a little bit what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can kind of, you know, point you in the right direction there.
Well, I've been in business since 2005.
Okay.
I have one outstanding debt towards my business, which is $39,000. I have a big excavator, free and clear.
Okay.
I have a medium-sized dozer, free and clear. I have a dump truck, free and clear. And I have a skid loader, track skid loader, and a backhoe. And I have a total of 39-some change debt total.
Okay. And what kind of debt is that?
What kind of? It's on the backhoe. It's collateral.
Okay.
The machine is up for the debt, the backhoe. It's a 2008 model backhoe.
Got it. So it's for equipment that you owe it for. It's not like a bank loan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's a bank loan, yeah.
Right, but it's collateralized with the...
Well, yeah, it's collateral, yeah, for the
okay.
for the note. Yes. And what I was looking at doing maybe is putting everything I have together. I had a major breakdown in one of my pieces of equipment that cost me $15,000, and I had one 2 months prior that cost me $5,000.
Okay.
So I've accumulated a little bit of credit card debt that they're trying to stick me on some ungodly interest rate.
Okay.
And I was looking at maybe throwing everything in one big pile in my business and making one payment, do it all.
Okay. So are you looking to take a loan out on the pieces of equipment that you own, or are you want
do you do unsecured loans, or you have to put a collateral against them, or what? I mean,
well, we do a lot. We have many different programs. So we
yeah.
do something right. where we have unsecured, if that's what you're looking for. We can definitely help you out with that.
I'd like to do something that I get my best interest rate, you know, and get the monthly payment where it's affordable.
Mm-hmm.
This debt on this credit card thing, I'm looking at like probably 3 years at $379 a month on it. I could wipe it out if I could come up with $13,000. Then I have my $39,000. I don't know how much that is, 39 and 13, but that I could consolidate those two tickets, and I have another piece of equipment worth like $20,000. I only owe $8,000 on it, so. If I could do a 13, a 8, and a 39, whatever that total is, and put it into one payment, then I would be set with one payment in my business.
Okay, that's like $60K right there. Let me ask you that.
About what I need.
Okay, and what did you do in sales last year?
Tax. I think my tax is around 98, something like that on my tax return.
98,000. Okay. And how would you rate your personal credit?
Last time I checked, it was 800. I think it went to 740, 760 the last time I had a run on it. I don't know. I haven't missed anything yet. So
okay.
I pay all my bills, you know.
Absolutely.
But I got in a hardship there, and I had to put a bunch of stuff on this credit card, and I paid them two $10,000 payments, and I was so far behind that my damn monthly payment of $590 was only keeping my head above water. It wasn't getting nowhere.
Yeah, so you're just paying the interest. What's the interest rate on those loans or on those credit cards?
The credit card? Yeah, 11.34, I think, is what Visa was trying to hit me with.
Okay.
About twice what a bank was.
Okay. And have you gone to your local bank?
The one in my local bank, I think it's a 5.5, 5.7, something like that.
No, have you gone to them and tried to get the $60,000 from them?
I went to, no. Well, yeah, I did, too. I went to them for $20,000.
Okay.
And I put up for collateral a $25,000 piece of equipment. And due to their new loan committees and merging in with other businesses and stuff, the loan committee kicked it out and wouldn't loan me $20,000 on a $25,000 secured note. So that kind of pissed me off.
Yeah.
I banked with it for years, and they turned me down. But they, it's just one of the things they're doing. Right? They're making a lot of people mad.
I mean, I bet.
I mean, who wouldn't loan $20,000 on something they knew if the guy didn't pay for it, they're going to get $25,000 in return.
Right, exactly.
I'd do that.
Yeah, exactly. That makes sense. Okay. Well, let's see here. It sounds like, you know, we can definitely do something for you. The best thing I can do is get you a application out there.
Yeah.
Have you fill it out? Have you send it back to me? I'm also going to.
I have one. I have one in the mail.
Yeah, I'm going to need to send you a different one though, because I'm going to need your actual signature on it. Do you got an email I can send it to?
DD5778@yahoo.com.
Okay, DD5578@yahoo.com.
5778.
5778@yahoo.com.
Yeah, but I don't have a mobile printer, so I mean, I can answer you back in an email, but or it's filling forms out and sending them to you. Can it be done electronically, or I don't know.
Do you have a fax I can fax it to?
I don't have a fax machine, but I have access to one if I need to.
Okay, yeah, I would need you to actually, because that's the thing, is that we needed an actual signature
right
on there.
Well, send a fax number with the form, and I can
fax it back.
What's your bottom and top interest? Ballpark.
Well, you know, our rates start somewhere, I would say, around 10 cents on the dollar and kind of go up from there. We don't have, see, with our unsecured loans, we don't have an actual APR rate. What we have is a total payback. So you borrow a certain amount and you pay back a fixed amount.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
it, cause, so if it's 10 cents on the dollar, you're looking at 10% interest.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, it's definitely one way to look at it. It just depends on your...
That's the only way to look at it. 10 cents out of a dollar is 10%. That's not
right.
The way you look at it.
Well, yeah, but it...
I mean, you look at it, everybody comes out the same.
Yeah, but the thing is that it depends. So it depends on, like...
What about a secured note?
Well, secured note, yeah, we can look at, you know, the type of equipment you have. Do you own the title for all those pieces of equipment?
Heavy equipment is not title, sir.
Okay, so you don't have any type of, like, yellow iron that you own that you'd have the title for?
Yeah, I've got a $30,000 track hoe, I've got a $20,000 dozer, and I've got a $20,000 skid steer.
Okay, but they don't have titles?
They don't come with titles, sir.
They don't come with titles, okay.
They're not used on the road, they're used off the road.
Okay.
They're hauled to locations.
Okay, I can double-check... That I know a lot of the equipment that we lend a loan off of has to have a title.
I've never heard of a dozer having a title.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go to machinerytrader.com, and it'll show the heavy equipment.
Yeah.
Line, and I don't know of a one that has a title to it. I've never had one that had a title. I don't think it's possible.
Okay.
They go off of a serial number and a model number.
Right.
They have a fixed value. Per hours and
it's like a car,
your model,
right?
Yeah, but they just don't have a title.
Sure, okay.
So they have a value.
I think the best thing that we could do for you is get you a working capital loan. It's an unsecured loan, and basically how that works is if you get approved, we give you the cash, and you can do whatever you want with it.
I understand. Well, interest is deductible in my business, so. If I can afford
awesome.
The payment, interest don't bother me, you know, because
okay.
I can count that right off the top.
Yeah, you're a smart businessman. A lot of business owners don't know that.
I mean, it is deductible, but you got to be able to afford the payment.
Exactly. That's
the key to everything.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So what we're going to try to do is get you the most amount of money at the longest term possible. And then once I do that, then we'll kind of give you some options, and you can kind of figure out and determine whether or not it's going to work out for you and your business.
Just, just send me some brief amortization type stuff over a period of years, and the dollar amount I'm looking at is right at 60.
Okay.
And that will clear everything I got. I mean, everything I got will be hooked to that. You know what I mean? Well, my backhoe is actually all I need to clear, because that's the one carrying all my note right now.
Okay.
But I can pay that off. I mean, and I will pay you then in my business, you know, and I will get rid of the bank, which has not been treating me all that great since they've merged in with this other company. They think they're smarter than everybody, and, you know, I can let them go get smart with somebody else.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, here, dd5778@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
I'll send you the application and along the other documents that I would need, and then we'll take it from there. I'll also have the fax number that you can fax everything back to.
Okay. I see in this notice you mailed me today in the mail that it can be approved in as quick as 48 hours. Is that possible?
It is. Well, okay, so as soon as you get the paperwork back to me, it takes me about 24 hours to get the approval. As soon as I get the approval and you like the terms, the minute you give me the documents back in, we can fund you 48 hours from then.
Okay, so we're going to work off of this is a scenario, 10%.
Okay.
On 60 grand. Throw that out there as far as you can stretch it.
Okay.
I'm 59 and a half in about a month or two. And I'm looking at semi-retirement.
Okay.
Drawing some of my IRA I've worked for years at a company.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be, like, part-time employed, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me see what I can do.
If you do 10% on 60 grand, how far can you stretch that over just experience of working at that company?
Well,
take something out of your head that you've done in the past.
Sure, sure. The longest term that I've seen as unsecured has been about 2 years.
2 years? Oh, man.
Yeah.
You realize how much a private bill, $60,000 in 2 years?
Yeah, it's $2,500 a month.
That'd be more than I make. I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So I don't want to waste your time, okay?
Yeah, and you know, we're usually generally probably won't be able to get you the 60 if you only do 98,000 in a year. To be upfront with you, we could probably get you anywhere between 15,000 to 20,000.
Yeah, that ain't even gonna touch what I need.
Yeah,
but I file with my wife, and we file a joint. She's
okay.
A nurse. She makes $25 an hour, so
we're
filing on probably 40 and 98, so about 150.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to get you the amount that you're looking at the rate you're looking for.
I mean, just be realistic. Over 2 years on 60 grand, my God, what would the payment be?
Yeah.
$5,000 a month?
$2,500 is that with no payback. With the payback, you're probably looking at like $3,500.
Yeah, that's insane. No way. We ain't no sense of you wasting the facts on that.
Okay. I'm sorry we couldn't help you out there.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Bye.